Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to the Trying Hard Podcast, brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics, where we believe na di nakakahiya na matawag na trying hard. Mas nakakahiya to not try at all, di ba? This is Laika Maravilla, a registered psychometrician, a trying hard educator, motivational speaker, and author. And it's time for us to share stories, insights, and lessons as we keep trying hard to be better together.
We all know the story. Nabiyak yung bamboo, tapos sa isang side, you have malakas, the man, and maganda, the woman. And sila raw ang unang tao sa mundo. And as Filipinos, we grew up listening to this legend and believing certain things about who we are based on our gender identity. Now, it's time for us to revisit this legend and ask ourselves, pwede rin bang maging malakas si maganda? Let's talk about redefining strength in the age of the modern Filipino woman ngayon sa conversation ito dito sa Trying Hard Podcast. Alright, welcome to a new episode of the Trying Hard with Laika Podcast. Today, again, we're going to talk about what we truly mean when we say that women are strong. And if you haven't follow the podcast yet, go ahead and click follow para ma-catch niyo yung mga susunod pa nating episodes. Marami pa tayong pag-uusapan. We're barely scratching the surface sa usapin na ito. Malakas din ba si maganda? How do we define or redefine strength? Lalo na sa panahon na ito. Yan ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon. I'm going to talk about three main points sa kung ano ba talaga ibig sabihin when we say that women are strong. This is actually prompted by something that happened noong July 27th, 2021. If you follow me, if you know who I am, you would know that I'm not one to waste a learning opportunity or a teaching moment, sabihin natin yan. And it came in the form of one post that I made sa aking personal Facebook page, dun sa Laika Maravilla na Facebook page. This is what I posted. It was actually prompted by Ms. Hylene Diaz's win. Okay, so nanalo siya ng gold medal sa weightlifting sa Olympics. And I tweeted this. Sabi ko, kung may mga magagandang lalaki, mayroon ding malalakas na babae. Gets? Now get used to it. And then I put a winky emoji, tapos isang strong arm emoji. And yun lang din ang nakalagay sa caption nung photo that I posted. Kasi screenshot lang siya nung tinweet ko. Tapos nagay ko siya doon kasi para doon sa mga naka-free data para mabasa rin nila yung nakalagay doon sa tweet. So that is everything I posted. I put it up. I put it on public. Tapos, yun, basically natulog na ako, no? Or iniwan ko na siya doon. And I didn't expect a strong pa rin na backlash doon sa post na yun. Hindi ko siya in-anticipate kasi I thought there was nothing offensive about what I said. But from the comments that I received, there are a few clarifications siguro na pwede natin pag-usapan. When I say or when women say that women are strong, or even when men say that women are strong, what do we really mean by that? Ano ba yung strength na yan? Is strength a purely masculine trait? At kung ano ba yung mga forms na tinitake ng strength sa women? Yun yung pag-uusapan natin. And I'm going to use some of the comments that I actually received sa post na yon, just so we can really focus on how things are grounded in reality. Ano ba talaga yung feeling pa rin or general sentiment when people hear the statement na women are strong. And through those comments that I received, ibe-breakdown natin yan. The first one na gusto ko i-point out, ito yung clarification number one, sabihin na natin, or redefinition number one. When we say that women are strong, we are not saying that men are weak. Ulitin ko yun, ha? When people say, when I say, when females, when males, when anyone else says women are strong or even women can be strong, we are not saying that men are weak. Hindi po tayo nag-exist dun sa dichotomy na yun, na parang you can't have one and not have the other. Pwede yun. Pwede na women are strong and men are also strong. I may not have put it dun sa post na yon. Pero maybe the reason why hindi natin as much na pinag-uusapan yung fact that men are strong is because we already know that. Like, for a long time, males are called the stronger sex and women are called the weaker sex. So hindi na po kailangan i-point out kasi alam na ng lahat. It's the reminder that women are strong na pinupush natin simply because may mga hindi ito natatandaan, hindi ito alam, o hindi ito tanggap, no? And when we say that women are strong, we are not saying that men are weak. We are not even saying that women are stronger. No, again, wala po tayong sinasabing ganun. So, nung sinabi ko na kung may mga magagandang lalaki, meron ding mga malalakas na babae, hindi ko sinasabi na mas malakas sila sa mga lalaki. No? And I needed to clarify that kasi someone wrote this and I won't say yung name niya. Pero ito yung comment niya. Sabi niya, totoo naman ang sinabi mo, pero hindi pa rin kayo lalakas sa mga lalaki. And then naglagay siya ng mga tatlong laughing emoji. And I felt a little bit, ano ba, odd nung nabasa ko to. Kasi sabi ko, wala naman ako sinabi na mas malakas yung mga babae. Ang sinabi ko lang, pwede rin silang maging malakas. In the same way na we use, di ba, yung adjective na magandang lalaki for males and we think that's normal, pwede rin nating ikabit yung adjective na malakas sa mga magaganda or sa mga babae. Malalakas din ang mga babae. That's all we're trying to say here. So again, ha, talking about strength and women being strong and powerful, that doesn't diminish yung strength and power ng men. Diba? Hindi tayo nasa isang competition. Okay? We can all feel free to say that women are strong and not tear down other people. Okay? So yun, i-clarify lang natin yun. When we say that women are strong, it doesn't mean that women are stronger. It doesn't mean that men are weak. It just means that women are strong. Okay? Now, the second thing we're going to talk about is another, sabihin natin na assumption, no? I'll respond to a comment. Ito naman yung sabi niya. Pangatawanan niyo yan sa lahat ng bagay. Okay? So again, when I said na may mga babae ring malalakas or malalakas din ang mga babae, ang response niya is, pangatawanan niyo yan sa lahat ng bagay. Okay? And I just want to, again, clarify it. When we say that women are strong, it doesn't mean that they are strong all the time. And I will even go as far as saying that when we say that men are strong, it also doesn't mean that they are strong all the time. All of us have our moments, di ba, ng weakness, moments na we need other people's help, and that's perfectly fine and perfectly normal. Ibig sabihin, women still are strong even if may mga pagkakataon na they need help. Even if may pagkakataon na in lifting your refrigerator, for example, or installing your air conditioner unit sa panahon ng pandemya, eh, kailangan mo ng tulong ng lalaki. So again, ha, women are strong doesn't mean that they are strong all the time. But it is in the admission that hindi tayo lahat kailangan mag-pretend like we're strong all the time na hanap natin yung inner strength na tinatawag. Kasi hindi lang laging superficial na strength ang pinag-uusapan. Okay? And we're going to talk more about that in a bit. But before we do that, let's just take a quick little break. Alright? Filipinas face a variety of challenges on a daily basis, whether it's brought about by work, the pressure of raising a family, or even trying to navigate life. Despite a global pandemic, these obstacles may cause immense stress, which can manifest in the form of headaches, insomnia, or even hair fall. This year, Cream Silk empowers Filipinas to rise above the challenges and defy stress and hair fall with the launch of their all-new Cream Silk Triple Keratin Rescue Ultimate Hair Fall Defiance range that comes in an ultra conditioner and a treatment shot. With 3 times the keratin and revolutionary fiber actives, Ultimate Hair Fall Defiance features Cream Silk's most advanced anti-hair fall technology to date, making hair 3 times stronger and ultimately break resistant with regular use. You no longer need to stress over hair fall because Cream Silk's newest range allows you to be at your ultimate every day. Break away from the stress and radiate true strength no matter what challenges life throws your way with Cream Silk, giving you triple keratin for 3 times stronger hair. Every Filipina can hashtag defy to be greater. All right, so we already talked about 2 points. Number one, when we say that women are strong, we are not saying that men are weak. We are not saying that women are stronger than men. Number two, when we say that women are strong, we are not saying that they are strong all the time. Again, vulnerability comes into play. It's okay to even fall apart at times. It's okay to need to take a break. It's okay to ask for help. In many ways, that is another form of strength, which leads us to our next point. Now, women are strong, and when we say that women are strong, it doesn't mean that they are just physically strong. Strength isn't about physical strength. Now, why do I say that? Kasi ito, may na-comment din dun sa same post na yon. Sabi niya, kaya sana wag na sila magpabuhat ng galon sa water dispenser. Kaya naman pala nila. Okay? So, sana daw wag na magpabuhat yung mga women ng sa opisina ng galon sa water dispenser, ng water. Kasi daw, kaya naman pala. Kasi women are strong. And I know, hindi ko pwedeng sabihin na hindi pabiro siguro yung pagkakasabi niya, although wala namang emojis or anything like that. Maybe it really is a joke, but even that joke is loaded, no, with a lot of assumptions and with a lot of limitations din pagdating sa definition nga ng strength. And I'm saying this not just for the women, no? I'm saying it for everyone listening to this, even those who are masculine and hyper-strong as men. Your strength isn't just about your physical strength. It's not about kung sino yung makakabuhat ng galon. It's not about kung sino yung mas mabigat talaga yung binubuhat, no? And when Heidi Lynn Diaz showed the world how strong she was, it really wasn't just yung weight ng binuhat niya na pinag-uusapan dito. It's the tenacity. It's the discipline that was required for her to reach that level as an athlete, as a competitor. So again, when we say that women are strong, it's not just about physical strength. Now, what does it mean then kung hindi lang siya about physical strength? Now, titingnan natin yung ibang words, di ba, na synonymous with the word strength. And marami siya, okay? And when you're looking at them, we have 3 examples right here. We have tough, tenacious, and steadfast. Hindi lang siya about yung kayang buhatin ng muscles or kayang dalhin physically. We talk about being tough as being mentally tough, emotionally tough, resilient kahit sa gitna ng mga unos at bagyo ng buhay. And women can be that. Sa mga pagkakataon na hinihingi ng sitwasyon, or even in times na the male or the husband in the family needs to surrender some of the load or needs to take a breather. We've seen so many women step up to the challenge. Let me give you a very important example. No, for me, I saw that in my Lola. No, I just lost my Lola a few weeks back. And looking back sa kanyang life, I see yung strength niya na yun, yung pagiging tough niya as a woman. Kasi my lolo wasn't able to provide for the family. They were in talagang a dire situation. They were really poor. And my lola would get up early in the morning. Bibili siya ng kakanin. Ilalako niya yung kakanin sa tanghali. Nag-iikot naman siya ng pwede niyang manicuran. Sa gabi, naghahanap siya ng mga damit na pwede niya ibenta sa probinsya. So my lola was working all the time. And I think no one can argue with me when I say that that is my Lola being strong. Not just because she was physically carrying yung bilao ng kakanin na binibenta niya, no? Hindi. Hindi physical strength yun. It's more about toughness. It's more about not quitting pagdating sa buhay. And I would always ask her, like, why did you have to do that? And she would tell me, kasi yung mga anak ko eh, pag hindi ako nagtrabaho, hindi sila kakain. And it was a very simple and direct answer to that. Women are tough and strong, especially when they need to be strong for others. Now, we talk about tenacity. Kasi nga, sabi, di ba? Pag strong daw, tenacious. So, yung tenacity, pag tingnan natin yung definition, it's a lot like this, no? If you picture it. You know how, when you play with dogs, sabihin na natin, no? Kasi I have a dog, si Hailey. Tapos, naglalaro kami with her rope toy. Nakakagat siya dun sa rope toy niya. Tapos, inaagaw ko, pero hindi niya binibitawan, no? Yun yung tenacity, yun yung image ko ng tenacity. Kahit anong hila ko, the more na hinihila ko, the more she bites down on the rope toy kapag lalaro kami. Binibitawan niya lang kapag sinabi ko na let go, no? Kasi yun talaga yung training niya. Pero hanggat naglalaro kami, she gets stronger over time. Talaga hindi siya sumusuko, hindi siya bumibitaw. And that can also be a strong trait of women. And hindi lang women, again, ng anyone. If you are tenacious, if you have a goal and you're not letting go of it, kung kapit na kapit ka dun, if you have your faith and nakakapit ka dun, that is also tenacity. And that is strength. And women are tenacious. Now, ask anyone who tried to argue with a woman, especially if the woman knows that she's in the right, no? Talagang hindi, they will not let it go. Because if you're fighting for a cause that you believe in, if you're chasing after a dream that God put in your heart and you know that you're supposed to do it, mahirap mag-back down. Hindi talaga. If anything, the more people resist, the more you bite down on it, the more you become tenacious and strong, holding on to that. So yeah, women are tenacious and that makes them strong. Now the other word, I love how this is a synonym for strength. Kasi people don't think about it sometimes as a synonym to strength. We talk about strength, lagi power eh, laging lifting yung dating, no, image natin. Pero the third word is steadfast. And I love how being steadfast is strength. Kasi hindi katulad ng pagiging tough, which kind of also exudes a sense of parang bravado eh, palabas yung pagiging tough eh, no? Yung tenacious medyo may showcase din dun kasi you're biting down on something. Ang steadfast is different. It's about consistency. It's about showing up regularly, being faithful. It's about being a pillar na maaasahan, no? Laging nandyan. Person who keeps showing up, keeps doing the work, keeps being faithful to what they're trying to achieve. That is being steadfast. And women, I'm telling you, can be very steadfast. I get the privilege, I'll call it a privilege, but sometimes it is a burden then, I'll be very honest with you, of receiving comments, messages, stories from people who ask for advice. And a lot of women share their stories, and it usually goes like this. They would say, Coach, my husband is cheating on me. My husband is failing to support the family. But I'm still here. I need to do this for my children. I need to keep working for my family. You know, that kind of being reliable, being there, isn't something na pwede natin i-turn yung nose natin up doon. Hindi eh. Kasi mahirap yun. It's a very hard thing to do. When we think about strength as moments, no, na parang, okay, may sunog, so nagbuhat ka ng ref. Of course, that is strength. That is adrenaline-driven strength. And yes, that's true. Valid yon, strength yon. Pero, to keep doing the same thing, yung discipline of showing up every day, kahit walang apoy, di ba? Kahit walang trigger, kahit walang nagpo-push sa'yo, pero you're still doing that, yung pagiging steadfast na yon, I would argue it can even be a better showcase of real strength. Kasi hindi ka prompted eh. Pero you're there. Pero you're consistent. So yeah, this is a person who made a comment na magbuhat kayo ng galon, and that is strength. I would say that can be an example of strength. That is physical strength. But it isn't just about that. Being strong can mean being tough, being tenacious and not quitting, and being steadfast. Being there. Showing up, being committed. And that kind of strength is something that women can showcase. And women have shown through the generations. Diba? Nakikita natin minsan, yun yung sinasabi nila, the image of the woman, even in the household, no? Now you have your mom cooking in the kitchen A lot of people look down on that, na parang kasi nasa bahay lang siya. But have you ever tried to maintain a household, right? Have you ever tried to keep cooking for people who sometimes even forget to thank them, diba? That is being steadfast. That is being strong. And you know what? I'm saying these things because I grew up in a household full of strong women. And yung strength nila, sa totoo lang, came in different forms. My mom was a constant worker. Talagang ang goal niya was to help provide for the family. My lola, like I said, did her part when she was younger. And when we were growing up, she took on the role of being our primary caregiver. And my lola also showcased strength in her being vulnerable because she would always ask me to teach her how to write, teach her how to construct sentences in English. Kasi anda talagang, ano niya yun, dream niya talaga to learn English, which she did. And she was a learner that way. Nandun yung balance ng strength and humility. My titas, I have two, also have different ways of showing their strength. I have a tita, si Tita Tess, who is a gentle giant. We call her that kasi she's a big girl, strong woman talaga. And I remember when I was a kid, she would press buttons on our toys. Tapos hindi na siya umaangat, ganun siya ka-strong, no? Bionic woman talaga siya. Ang datingan niya, no? Pero she would also cry when she felt weak. She would also lean on other people when she feels like she can't make a decision or she needs help. My other tita, si Tita Ote, was also, tenacity yun. Tenacity, by definition, talagang siya na yun. As in, she's smaller than her sisters and her brothers, pero she can put up a good fight. And when you see her fighting for what she believes in, you would see the definition of strength ng women. Kapag may pinaglalaban, hindi talaga bibitaw. And that is what I want for you, my listener. I want you to be reminded of the fact that as strength comes in many forms, strong people can come in many forms and in different din na gender identity. So it's time for us to acknowledge the fact that malakas din si maganda and that the modern Filipina is ultimately strong and beautiful. Now, I would like to thank Cream Silk for helping me produce this particular episode. And I just need to remind you to, again, follow this podcast if you haven't yet. If you want to encourage your female friends or even your male friends, anyone who you feel needs to hear this message of what strength really is, go ahead and share this episode with them. And I also want to remind you that the Cream Silk Triple Keratin Rescue Ultimate Hair Fall Defiance Ultra Conditioner is now available in all leading stores nationwide, while the treatment shot is exclusively available through Lazada, Shopee, and Watson's. With Cream Silk giving you triple keratin for 3 times stronger hair, every Filipina can defy to be greater. All right, so check that out. I-check out nyo na rin. Again, let's all be strong and not be afraid to showcase that strength, because in our strength or even in our times of weakness that we showcase our emotional strength naman, we give other people, other women, permission to let their own light shine. Alright? Ayan muna for now, and as we always say sa podcast na ito, welcome to the Trying Hard community. Welcome, Try Hard. This is where we dream big, work hard, start now, and are not afraid to be called Trying Hard. I'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.